Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for making some time for me today, spending some time with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. And as you know, I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Diane Legro is with us, ladies and gentlemen. Diane is, buckle your seatbelts. Prepare for a lot of personality. Diane is a singer, a leadership trainer. She's a master teaching artist. We'll get her to tell us exactly what that means in a minute. But she teaches lots of different folks how to make a good first impression, how to put their best foot forward, how to get people to love you. How about that? Of course, I personally don't need any help with that, but you may. And so we'll get her to talk to us about that. Diane Legro, welcome to the show.
Oh, boy, I don't know if I can promise that people will love you. I can promise that if you've got a small business or you've got a career or you want to get ahead, that I can teach you to speak in public so that you're an outstanding speaker and that you're also profitable.
Well, so absolutely. I appreciate that. We can all use a little help in that area. Talk to us about, by the way, tell me what a master teaching artist is. What is that?
Well, first of all, I went through Juilliard School, and I studied in Europe with people who are the best in the world. And what they taught me was ways of being present that just not everybody can teach you. You just can't. So I have a body of knowledge that has come down through, one of the strains came through La Scala and Juilliard, and the other came through Broadway, the best yeah. directors in the world. I was very, very fortunate to start my career on Broadway.
What have you been in that we would recognize?
My Fair Lady was my first show, and I've done
wow.
many, many, many tours. And because I also write and present and direct, I did my one-woman show for two successful runs in New York City called Faith, Hope, and Parity.
Congratulations.
So, I'm invited into corporations to help people with their presence. So I'm a teaching artist. I began as a teaching artist about 20 years ago, helping people to listen better, helping them with their leadership skills, helping them with their, I call it authentic leadership presence.
Well, one of the things you've got to have if you're going to be successful on Broadway is you've got to have the ability to speak and to behave in a way that captures people's attention, don't you?
Yes, you do. You better, or you won't be there very long.
The physical part of the
physical part of the stage,
of being on the stage, is as important as the dialogue, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Is that what you mean by presence?
Yes, absolutely. It's everything about your eye contact, your attitude, your body language, your self-control, your ability to convey to create relationship with all of the resources that are you. And that's what I teach speakers to do. That's one of the things that I bring to the field. I translate the secrets from the Broadway stage that make people a star, because there are definitely things to do. And another point about that, Jim, is how do you replicate that the next day?
Mm-hmm.
So what I do in my own keynotes, I come in and I talk to companies about how to give an outstanding performance every day. What are the habits of excellence that you practice that keep you in your star zone, no matter what your job is?
One of the things you talk about, Diane, is what you call watch your attitude. Tell us what you mean by that.
Oh, okay. You must be talking about the article that I wrote for Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
I wrote an article about how to create a fabulous impression in 90 seconds or less. Well, did you know that we do create an impression in 90 seconds or less? When we meet someone for the first time, we evaluate them within 90 seconds, and we either go forward in the relationship or we end it, basically right there, or make it very difficult for them. And it's based on trust. We evaluate on a very deep subconscious level in four different ways that evaluate, do I not trust you, or I do not feel safe with you.
Hmm.
So the four ways that we evaluate each other, the first one is attitude. That's the first thing we take in somebody. And the, for people who are shy people, if you're networking, we are talking about business here and ways that speaking can help you in your business if you're naturally shy but you need to network or present. The good news about attitude is you can choose your attitude. You can choose. And here are the three to choose from because they test the highest in creating trust quickly. The first one is to be enthusiastic. And if you are, the second one is to be curious about other people. Curious in an appropriate way. And the third
which is the opposite of being self-absorbed, by the way, folks.
Yes, thank you. Thank you very much. And the third one is humility. It doesn't matter how expert you are or what a master you are, but it's your humility and your humanity that you bring to your relationships and your instant
And if you can pull the second one off, you can accomplish the third one, because you can't be interested in other people, curious about other people, if you're not capable, if you're not prepared to be to have some humility about yourself.
You know, Jim, that is such a beautiful way to say that. Of these four that I talk about and I teach about, the four different ways we evaluate each other, people often say to me, well, how can I remember all those things, you know, eye contact and mirroring someone and the attitude? And I say, you don't. You become it.
Yeah.
It becomes the person that you are. Perhaps you listen a little bit more. Perhaps you have a little more humanity and humility. Perhaps you shake someone's hand a little bit more genuinely, and you're a little bit more enthusiastic because life is maybe a little bit more rewarding for you.
But you know, one of the things that I think is important, Diane, to point out is that before any of that happens, if you're not excited to be, and you talked about that first, you talked about being enthusiastic. If you're not excited and enthusiastic and happy to be where you are, talking to the person that you're talking to, then none of the other stuff is ever going to happen.
That's right.
I mean, when you walk in the door, if you're not happy to be networking, if you're not glad you're there, if you can't wait to, if you're where you don't have the attitude of, I can't wait to find out more about this person, then that comes across, doesn't it?
You bet it does. You bet it does. And that's why the good news is you can choose an attitude. If you're not naturally that way, if you're shy or more withdrawn, you can choose these things and practice them, and you try them on, and you become them. It's a wonderful, wonderful thing. Speaking in public is a wonderful self-development tool. There's nothing like it. It just expands who you are, your possibilities, your reach, how you affect others, and your relationship to yourself.
I tell people that speaking is not about making a speech, it's about having a conversation with people, but maybe where for a little while you're doing most of the talking. Hold on to that thought, Diane Legro is our guest, folks. She's a professional speaker, coach, and author, and we're going to get her to talk to us about her book when we come back after these messages. 20 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We'll be right back.
Your house is only another mile.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and I hope you'll check it out. Use it to your advantage. We built it for you. No barriers to entry. If you can get there, we'll let you come in, hang out with us, and use our stuff. It's all free, including my newsletter, which you can subscribe to while you're there. You can check out my blog, which is right off the homepage. You can go to our knowledge base right there off the homepage. You can listen to our really smart Brain Trust members as they have shared lots and lots of good information with us over the years. Lots of stuff there available in categories that whatever's on your mind, find that category and you can find something there that will help you. You can read articles to your little heart's content that I've written or my Brain Trust members have written. And what else? You got 5 seconds. You got 15 minutes. We've got something for you there, and it will help you, I think. Diane Legro is with us, folks. She is professional speaker, coach, and author. Diane, tell us give us the name of your book and also how we can find you online.
Oh, okay. Thanks, Jim. My website is speakingsuccessinternational.com, and it's all spelled out, speakingsuccessinternational.com. And my book is Speaking for Success, Mastering Your Professional Presence. And I wrote this especially for people who are managers and leaders and who are on a career track perhaps in college. It's used in many colleges as an accelerated course to help people have all the skills that they need to speak to grow their business and speak to lead others and speak to connect with clients. And speaking, you know, has lots of different forms and it has lots of different functions in your business career. It does include networking. It does include making 10-minute presentations to your team. It does include maybe speaking to the board. It does include making presentations to your audiences or your core market, your target market, if you're looking to get clients. So that's all in the book.
I'll tell you, more and more, I'm so glad you're talking about this, Diane, because more and more small business owners have got to learn how, they got to get over this fear of speaking. We all know that's worse than the fear of flying, the fear of spiders, the fear of mother-in-laws. We know that the fear of speaking is the worst of all. And we've got to get over it, folks.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you something else. You got to quit saying, you know, I'm not a good speaker, or I'm, you know, you got to quit making apologies. You got to quit making excuses, and figure out a way to do it, even if it's just for 90 seconds somewhere. You got to get used to this because it's one of the cheapest ways. It is the cheapest way. It is the least expensive way to make a big impact on an audience and to get people to do business with you.
You bet. Yeah, it's the number one way to grow your business fast. And, you know, it has changed. We were talking earlier before the break about speaking being conversational. The speaking mm-hmm. field has changed. You don't have to be perfect. You do have to be real. Your audiences want to see and be engaged with you. Show them some of your value. Show them some of your process. Show them your product. Show them, you know, tell them wonderful stories about clients. Have good content that's valuable. And create a relationship. And that's conversational. I work with a lot of teachers. I work with a lot of coaches. And they especially don't think that they can speak in public. I hear it practically every day. I can't speak in public. But I figured out that they have a mindset. It's not really the fear. It's the thought around the fear. Fear is just energy. Fear is the same chemical as love in the body. Did you know that? It's the same chemical. It's the thoughts that we put there around it that are the beliefs. You know, the belief I can't speak. So you take that belief off, and then the person is free to explore. But teachers live to inspire. Coaches live to inspire. Healing professionals live to inspire, not to impress. And the minute they think they have to speak in public, they think they suddenly have to impress. And that's what makes them feel they can't do it.
Well, one of the best things
for them, and I say, no, you can inspire, you can be conversational, you can be your real self the way you are in front of your class or the way you've been in front of your clients. You can be the same way in front of a group. And it frees up a lot of people.
One of the best ways I've found to get comfortable with speaking is to speak about what you know.
Speak, yes.
Because look at all the people that you know who say, I'm not a good public speaker, I wouldn't want to do that, I would be terrified of speaking. And you say, well, let me ask you a question. If I came in your business and I wanted to spend 25 minutes with you where you told me about your products and services, could you do that? Oh, yeah, sure,
yeah.
I could do that.
I know.
Well, what is the difference in that and a speech? Only the setting is different, isn't it?
That is exactly right. It's no different at all. It's still a relationship. It's still a conversation with the audience. And everybody who's got a business today should be out speaking from day one. You can.
Yeah.
In the courses that I teach, also at the website, if you look at the products page, I have a home study course that I help people with weekly with live coachings. If you're in the course, you can call in and to a group coaching, and you can get support, and you can go through each and every one of the steps and learn how to do it. Anyone can learn it. There's templates there. I don't believe in reinventing the wheel. I help people know exactly what to say, how to move, where to go, how to be, and then I work on their natural strengths. You know, you were talking about be yourself. You don't help people to not be who they are, to be something else. You just work with who they are naturally, and you heighten that, and you bring that out.
Well, and I like what you said a minute ago about being real. Mm-hmm. You've got to be yourself. You've got to be what you appear to be.
That's right.
And that comes across with people, doesn't it? And one of the best ways, you talked about humility a minute ago, also humor and a little self-deprecating humor, if you can work it out, is a good way to get an audience to fall in love with you.
Oh, it sure is.
Yeah.
And not being perfect. People don't
well,
learn
now
about
see, I have
perfect.
A hard.
Those
see,
days
I have,
are
that's,
over when a
that's one of the things I have a hard time with, Diane. Not being perfect is really a struggle for me, but I'm working on that. Hey, Diane, thanks for being here. Good job today.
You're welcome. Great to be with you.
Will you come back another day and talk to us some more about this?
I'd be delighted. I have
thanks.
So much to say.
Yeah, I know. Thanks, Diane. We'll see you next time. Diane Legro, ladies and gentlemen. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.